You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio. Here we are. Travis.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. No, I'm good. I'm good.
We got our boy Travis sitting in with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm like a third wheel.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable right now.
We were a motorcycle, but now we're a trike, so.
Oh, that's so stupid.
No, it's
trikes suck.
No, it's awesome because now we don't have to balance anymore. We can just leave our feet up when we stop.
Yeah, but it's like I'm a rusty third wheel.
Yeah, it's fine. Brendan, how are you doing?
Wonderful.
Wow, awesome. That's great. That is great. So I'm going to tell you guys just a little story. What happened to me this morning?
What was that?
So I go to Hardee's to get breakfast.
That's horrible for you, but...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But we drank all night last night, Travis. I mean...
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
So it's like I got to have grease in my stomach.
Yeah.
So the old lady's like, go get us breakfast. I'm like, all right, you know. Like, what do you want? I was like, you want, you know, biscuits and gravy? Do you want a sandwich? What do you want? Said, biscuits and gravy is fine. So, okay, cool. So I go to get the food. Now, I'm going in there. I go through the drive-thru. I'm going to make it as simple as fucking possible. As simple as I can. So I say, I need 2 number 5s. I want...
They already lost you.
I say, I need 2 number 5s, large hash brown, 2 Dr. Peppers. Easy.
Mm.
It's the same meal. You just have to do it twice.
Yeah, see, you can't. You have to say number 5, and then a number 5.
No.
Because they're like 2 plus 5 makes 7, then you're getting a number 7 meal.
So I pull up, and the guy who's taking the money, he is probably early 50s.
Yeah.
So
they have a good 401k there. So
yeah, okay. So guy's in his early 50s, and I don't think much of it. Hand him my 20. He hands me the drinks, and then he's like, oh, you got to pull up, because we'll bring your food out to you, which happens to me every fucking time I go there. But the flip side of that is like, well, at least I know they're making my shit, and it hasn't just been sitting there for an hour. Right. So I'm like, whatever, I pull up. So then another guy brings out my food, hands me the food. Oh, I'm obviously going to look in the bag to see what's going on. Open it up. There's the biscuits and gravy, but where are my fucking hash browns? I'm like, son of a bitch. So I got to fucking... I just leave the car chill right there. I just jump out, and I go inside. I'm like, I didn't get my hash browns. You know, I had 2 large hash browns. Ooh. Everybody in there, everybody working in this building is late 40s, early 50s.
Really?
I expect this from a bunch of high school kids because, you know, it's an entry-level job. And I expect that. But you got a bunch of teenagers in there. They don't give a fuck. I worked at a bakery from an entry-level job when I first got out of high school, and I didn't give a fuck about anything. I made my $7 an hour. And I was just like, fuck this place.
If I was 50 and I worked at Hardee's, I would probably give less fucks than if I was 17 and worked at Hardee's.
I just don't understand it. But it's like, what are you still doing there at that age? Unless you're fucking managing the place. But it was just like, I can't even assume that that guy was the manager because everybody was that old when I walked in there. And it was like, what the fuck is going on?
Our daughters won't even be able to get jobs here in a few years because we got 50-year-olds working at Hardee's.
It's just like, I mean, I'm glad they're working. Don't get me wrong.
Shit economy. Got to do what you got to do.
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad they're working because they could just be sitting on their ass doing nothing, collecting, or, you know, we're paying for them. But at the same time, it's like you had to read a screen that told you what to put in the fucking bag, and you couldn't handle that. You couldn't handle reading, okay, 2 biscuits and gravy in the bag. I also have to do with 2 hash browns. Oh, that's just too much. I just can't. Fuck them. Fuck them. I'm not going to put it in there.
I feel like the hash browns should just come automatically in the morning. Like, who is there something you can actually get without hash browns? Is there a meal you can buy without hash browns?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
but like, unless you just order just a sandwich and you say, I don't want any of the other
shit.
Right. But no, yeah, that should have been the first thing in the bag.
Yeah.
I agree. That should have been the first thing in the bag. And so I was like, this is like, what the fuck? Just put them in there. And the thing was, they were already made up. There was 2 large sitting there.
Yeah.
So the guy just completely skipped that process.
Right,
completely skipped it. And now I get it if I ordered a bunch of stuff singly, maybe the guy didn't hit the button. It's not their fault because it wasn't on the screen.
Right.
But this was on the screen because I got my sodas.
Right.
I got that. And when I walk in there, I could see them. The two large still sitting in the rack. And it's just like, come on, what the fuck?
This is why I don't eat fast food.
Oh, I don't hardly ever eat it anymore either.
It bugs me to, like you said, just go through the drive-thru and deal with that.
Yeah.
I'd rather just sit at home and make toast.
Right. I don't even think I had bread to do that. The worst thing is when my daughter was younger and we'd be going through the drive-thru, she's like, I'm going to work here someday. And I'm like, no, nope. You need to set your fucking standards a little higher.
Grandma's working here. You can't work here.
It's like, oh, fuck. I know Brendan doesn't ever have that problem in Belleville.
What's that?
With the fast food services. They're top-notch there in
Belleville. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely. I'm actually surprised when we went there to Jack in the Box with your brother.
Oh.
Fuck, was that last summer?
Like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, when he came in and we went to Jack in the Box, which was, I think, his fifth time that day.
Probably.
There at Jack in the Box. Surprised we got all our shit then. Yeah. But it seems like when you go inside, they don't really fuck with you too much most of the time.
I never go through the drive-thru.
Really?
Just because I'm going to end up walking inside anyway to complain.
I told you last time I went, I was trying to get some ice cream for my family at Dairy Queen. And this, So the drive-thru's got like, they're like 6 or 8 deep. I'm like, I'll go inside. I like, because same thing, I like talking to them face-to-face. It seems like there's less confusion.
I like less human contact.
So I know. So I go in there, this kid's like 16, order 3 ice creams, whatever's, you know, and I just kind of stand over to the side so other people can do their order. So this kid is literally like walking around just bumping into stuff. I'm like, he's the one who's supposed to be making the ice cream, you know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck's he doing? He just walks over here, comes back, walks over. I'm like, Jesus. So, a family comes by, my whole family, you know, I got 4 meals and stuff. They get all their shit. I'm like, I tell this girl, I'm like, hey, I was like, can I just talk to a manager? I'm like, I can't even talk to him. He's so out of it, you know? And so she's like, yeah, I'll get you a manager. And, she goes and gets the manager. The manager's 16 also. I'm like, whatever. That's whatever. I go, can I just get my money back? I'm like, I'm not even going to try.
Did they even try to make it right? Like,
nope,
they're just like, okay, here's your fucking money.
No, sorry. No, what happened? No, nothing. I just, give me my money. I'm out. I'll go to some other ice cream place. There's 20 of them around here.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. But that's why I hate going to fast food.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, other than it's complete shit food, but it's just like anymore. It's just the people working there. It's just.
Right.
I mean, you know, and actually the Dairy Queen right here by my house is actually really decent. And it's all a bunch of high school kids, but they get their shit together.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is the exception to the McDonald's right next door to it. You go in there and you're just like, what the fuck is going on here?
The Dairy Queen used to be decent, but I think a lot of kids go back to school this time of year. Mm. So now you got like the B team.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's a clusterfuck.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
It is.
It's like a strip club on a
on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, the B squad's in there. Yeah, it's just disappointing. Oh shit, Brendan, did you hear? Have you seen in the metal news with Decapitated?
Oh, the people that kidnapped someone or something like that?
That's the allegations.
Allegedly
kidnapped some girl and gang raped her.
Oh, I didn't hear all that.
Yeah, she's claiming. Now, I can't say on either side because I wasn't on the tour bus. I'm sorry, van. I doubt they were on a bus. But I can't see 4 people that have been in an established band on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And they're just now deciding to kidnap and gang rape people.
I feel like they could probably get plenty of tail.
Yeah. You're in a, I mean, now quality is, we're going to set that aside. You're in a band called Decapitated. So I'm sure the quality is not the highest, but I do agree with you, Travis. I think getting pussy is probably not a problem for
Where me. Is this at though?
I don't remember where it happened at. Do you remember? Did you see where it happened? I mean, it's here in the U.S.
It's in the U.S.
But I don't know. Was it the West Coast?
That's what I think.
I don't remember. I just know it was U.S. because they're not from the U.S., I don't think.
I think they're from Poland.
Yeah. Oh shit, Travis. Oh, see, this is your these are your people. These are your fucking people. Is this what you do? You guys just come over here and kidnap our women and gang rape them?
Well, they probably didn't know that they couldn't do that.
No one told them.
You can't. No, guys, you can't do that here in the U.S.
We do this every day in Poland.
But that's what we do. Could you imagine?
We need three goats and a small child.
Could you imagine what they're going through? I mean, even, I mean, who knows what happened?
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't see it going down the way she said.
Nuh-uh.
And I'm not just saying that because I'm not trying to be sexist, but it's, like I said, these guys are, if they've been doing this, they wouldn't decide to start doing this now.
Uh-uh.
They would have been doing this and been caught in the U.S. a long time ago. So, regardless of what happened, we're going to just assume that that didn't happen. You're in jail. And I'm pretty sure they're still locked up. I don't think they got out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, unless they paid whatever.
Well, that's sad.
Which would be pretty high, I would
assume. Exactly. And they ain't going to have that kind of money.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there in prison, you're in your cell, and they bring you out to court, and you're doing your hearings, and they're like, these gentlemen are in a death metal band called Decapitated. You've already lost. You've already lost. Everybody sitting in the jury is just like, these motherfuckers did it.
Well, the good thing for them, the American prison is actually better than Poland being free. So.
Oh, that's true. They're probably like, this ain't a prison.
I'm like Club Med. This is great.
What do you mean I got a bed and the floors aren't made of dirt? I can handle this, whatever.
Three meals.
Shit, I'm making more doing this in prison than I was in my band. No, it's just terrible when you hear any of that, because it's like, I mean, you'll never know what really happened.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I mean, god damn it, you can't just be a rock star anymore. You just can't run trains on your fans and then without them trying to say that they didn't want to be a part of it.
You think that's their defense? We're just trying to keep it metal.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're just trying to keep it metal here, folks. I mean, we've seen the metal bands in America on a decline, and we're just trying to boost the morale. I can't do that here. I mean, if it was like Mayhem, I'd be like, oh yeah, they're guilty. You know, they did it. But I don't know. I just, like I said, I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe they're on some fucking shit drugs that fucking turned them into rape monsters. I don't know. It's fucked up regardless. I just hate to see that in any, especially, like I said, a pretty known fucking band that's been around for a while. I'm sure there's a lot of people going, fuck this guy. He's supporting rapists. No, that's not the case. I just don't think they did it.
Yeah.
I think she just got in, maybe in over her head, and was afraid to say no. Felt like she had to, and then she's going to cry rape, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows? There's drugs and alcohol involved. Who knows?
Exactly. You say, you know what? I don't know. We're going to throw all of you in prison, even the one.
Yeah.
We don't know what else to do.
Guys aren't too many drugs and alcohol.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Because they're like facing deportation and shit. Which, I don't know what happens then.
Yeah.
They just never allow back in the country. I'm sure Poland's not going to do shit.
Yeah.
I don't think.
They'll welcome back. Good job,
good
guys.
Good job, guys. Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though.
Streamers and banners.
Well, that's the thing, though. Would the Americans really want to deport you if they want to keep you?
Yeah, probably not.
But I keep reading that they're like face deportation. So to me, that's like, they're all like, it's almost like we're trying to just sweep it under the rug and be like, get the fuck out of here.
But I mean, that'd be easier.
No, it would be, but I mean, it doesn't make it right on any case. If they did it, then they need to fucking get locked up. But if they didn't do it, you shouldn't just be like, oh, just get out of here. You're just like, fuck you, they got a career.
Don't come back.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Which I'm sure they make way more money in Europe anyways than they do here, but I don't know. It's fucked up.
And the chicks are hotter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I only hear that from people I know. I don't know that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, but I'm married. I'm married. I don't know that.
Oh, yeah. I am, too.
Brenda's like, fuck both you guys.
You're not married, Brenda?
Nope.
Oh, that's what? Fun.
That's fun? what's the first band we got, Brendan?
Looks like Bloody Brotherhood playing Slow Death.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
was Slow Death by Bloody Brotherhood. They're out of Spain. You can find them at facebook.com/bloodybrotherhood.
Awesome. Yeah, I left out where they were from in Spain because last time we couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't pronounce it. Just look them up on Facebook. These guys are fucking awesome. I've been listening to them a lot, actually. Oh. Yeah. I like that fucking old school death sound. It's all I care about anymore. It's death metal, black metal. Travis doesn't like any of that. Travis has been into more, as far as metal goes.
Mainstream, I guess.
Yeah. I guess you'd go, you know, he likes Danzig, he likes Metallica. Yeah. You know, so I've been sliding him stuff here and there, which I told you about before, mm-hmm. with the, like, Moonspell and this and that. I had him listen to the Life of Agony album, River Runs Red, which he liked that one.
I enjoyed all of it. Yeah. I liked all of it.
There was something I neglected to tell you about Life of Agony. The singer is now a woman.
Oh, okay. I guess, yeah, even.
Like, surgery and all. Yeah. Like, went through the whole deal, which to me is funny because he's got that deep-ass voice. And I just cannot picture him now other than being up there in a dress with that deep voice, which I don't think he sings that deep anymore. Yeah. I don't think he did on any of the other albums. I think that was the only one where he sang, like, super, like, baritone.
He doesn't have a choice. He can't sing deep anymore.
No, actually. I guess not. Yeah. I never really listened to any other albums.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm really familiar with.
Yeah, me too. I think I've tried to listen to a couple others, but I just never was just like, I don't know.
Yeah. It ain't the same.
No, that was... Because I think they changed their style a little bit after that. I don't think they stayed with the more,
like... Well, they had a different singer for a while.
Yes.
The guy from Ugly Kid Joe.
Yeah, that was after their third album, I think. I think they put three out, and then they got that guy in. And then this guy came back.
Got back.
And then they broke up again, and they came back. It's one of those deals.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're an active band now. I think they just put something out within the last year.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. I try to listen to it. I want to get into it just because their first album is like a goddamn classic.
Yeah.
And then I listen to the rest of it. It's like, oh, goddamn it. It's Moonspell all over again for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll always go crawling back to Moonspell when they come out with a new album. Like, this is the one where they come back. This is the one that's going to be like Wolfheart all over again. And it never is.
Nope.
Fuck.
I told you my theory. Bands only have four good albums.
Four good albums?
And after that.
It's just done with?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
They'll quit. And, hope you made all the money you could. You got four albums.
Yeah. He didn't enjoy Sentenced very much.
Oh, really?
No, I'm disappointed in that. That was the one you were like, it sounds like Dave Mustaine. He doesn't like Dave Mustaine.
The voice just... It's too nasally?
Maybe? Just stop, Travis. You're insulting the both of us right now.
Sorry.
I never noticed that.
Well, and I showed him, I had him listen to Down, the album Down. Yeah. And then after he was crying about that, I was like, well, listen to, what album did I have him listen to? It was a newer one, The White Light.
Yeah, it was a newer one. I remember which
and
one.
And his voice had changed since then.
Yeah.
You know, more normal singing, I guess, with the rasp in it, I guess. Yeah. And I think, did you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that. I was just being a picky little bitch.
Yeah,
the music wasn't bad, but I just...
I know it's not bad. It's amazing.
Okay, yeah.
Every time I listen to that album Down, it reminds me of my LTD, my first car, because I had that on a cassette tape, and I would listen to it all the time in the car. So anytime I have that on, it's like makes me think of that old piece of shit car. I don't know why, but it does.
Is that like the giant four door police car?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Mine was an actual midsize. But yes, the LTDs were known to be gigantic.
Yeah.
But I had a mid-size one. It was a four-door mid-size, but it was a tank. I mean, you could, like, kick the door in.
What year was it?
83, I think.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, green. It was fucking, like, forest green.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can kick the door in, and it would just be like, bloop, it would just pop back out.
Yeah.
I had my stepbrother up on the roof. He was up on the roof, like, jumping up and down, like, caving the roof in. This is when we were getting rid of it, when I was selling it to a junkyard.
Yeah.
He's like up on the roof, jumping up and down, and he got off, and the roof just popped back up, popped right back to normal. Didn't crack the paint or nothing. I was like, what the fuck? I would have known that way this thing was running. Damn, the destruction I could have done with this thing. How many mailboxes I would have ran over if I would have known that?
Being a That's like punk my kid. Jeep. There wasn't a piece of plastic on that entire thing.
No.
I mean, none.
All metal.
Yeah. Well, mostly rust. Well. So, one time I was I was taking a girl home from school. So I had an old 1980 CJ7 Jeep. And it was a piece of crap. Anyway, I was taking a girl home from school, and she's sitting in the back, and her friend was sitting up front. She's like, "Can I smoke in here?" I'm like, "Yeah. I mean, there's not even carpet for you to burn, you know?" She's like, "What do I do with my ashes?" Like, "You see that hole right there where you can see the ground? Just ash through that."
Oh, that's terrible.
It was a fun car, though.
Oh, yeah. You probably rolled that over and got out and flipped it back up by yourself.
That's probably the most dangerous vehicle you could give a 16-year-old.
Yeah. My dad wouldn't let me get a Jeep when I was that age. Because I wanted one. I was like, "I want to get a Jeep." My dad's like, "Ain't fucking happening."
It had a V8 in it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Four-speed manual. I used to tear it up.
Oh, God.
It was loud, too. No exhaust.
Just a straight pipe running out of the fucking thing or what?
Had, like, you know, the old cherry bombs.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, it was obnoxious.
Yeah, what was your first car, Brennan?
Mitsubishi Montero.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's SUV, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a two-door. I don't think they make two doors anymore.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Huh. Did you have that in Guam?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I think it was an 89.
Oh, they have shit we don't have up here.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. My first one was the LTD, and I think my second car was a van. I had an Astro van.
So you stepped down.
I took a step down. Wait, which one was the Ford?
Aerostar?
It was Aerostar, because it was a Ford.
The Astro van would have been way better than the...
Yeah, I had a Ford. It was the Aerostar, jeez. That's what it was. And the wipers would kick on by themselves. So I'd have to tie them down. I'd tie them down with fishing line. Because otherwise, they would just kick on while you were driving, and you couldn't turn them off. It's like, so I'd tie them down with fishing line to keep them from kicking on. It never burned up the motor on it, so I was like, whatever. And if it started raining, I just go out there and cut the line. Like, there you go. Turn them on. That fucking thing was a turd. The worst thing that happened with that vehicle, we used to go fishing all the time. When we all worked at the bakery, we'd all go fishing at night. And, I bought a bunch of chicken livers because we'd go out catfishing.
Right.
And put it in there. I left it in there overnight. And it sat in there all the next day. And this was during like August, hotter and shit. Fuck. And I came out of the bakery the next day working and opened the car. I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? And I was like, oh, it's those fucking livers. And I picked them up out of the van and I fucking threw them across the parking lot. And dude, when it hit the ground, the juice in there, you could hear it like sizzling when it hit the ground, because that's how hot it was outside when it hit that blacktop. And I would have to have a bottle of Febreze in there with me, because every time I get in there, I'd just be like, because you couldn't get the smell out.
I think it's funny you actually kept the chicken livers, like you're gonna save them for later.
No, I forgot that they were in there. I don't know why I just didn't throw them out in the lake.
Yeah, that's what I
just,
yeah, you just
put them in the van.
Yeah, feed the fish.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. I didn't.
No, I want to save these.
No. Oh.
Never know when I'll need them.
Oh, dude, you know what I was making back then? Those chicken livers were probably like a third of my fucking paycheck.
They're like $1.50.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can afford this. Hey, who's going to go in half on this with me? Oh, fuck. What's up next, Brendan?
A band called Clark Cunt.
All right.
And a song called Titties on Wheels.
Drop to the break of dawn. Have the
And that was Titties on Wheels by the band Clark Cunt. They are out of St. Louis, Missouri, and you can find info on them at murdercow.bandcamp.com.
Man, Titties on Wheels.
Titties. It's kind of like Meals on Wheels, but yeah. With titties.
Yes.
But better.
That'd be nice.
That would definitely be better than Meals, for sure. If I can just call and order some Titties on Wheels. And especially online nowadays, you could probably pick which titties you want. Kind of like picking your meal, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. But then it's just like Hardee's. Then that they get there, it's like it's the wrong set
one. You're just like the ones you can't. They are all veiny and droopy,
and floppy.
Yeah, and that's not what I ordered. It didn't look. This doesn't look like anything on the picture. Whatever, I'll just take it. I don't have time to reorder. I'm on lunch. Only got an hour.
Got shit to do.
It's already been 15 minutes. I ain't got fucking time for this. Just give it to me. Oh fuck. Yeah, they're from here in St. Louis, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing a few or another one from St. Louis, I think, later on.
Yeah.
Which we're always happy to promote here in St. Louis. We always seem to get bands sending us their stuff from all over the world.
Right.
And, like, nobody from the city we live in sends a shit hardly. And everybody's like, fuck you. I ain't fucking sending nothing to you. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. It's all in fun. What's, this is another song, bro. Let's play another one.
Right. Next, we got the song Placebo by the band Without Sacrifice.
Yeah.
That was Placebo by Without Sacrifice. They are out of Wichita, Kansas. And you can find them at facebook.com/withoutsacrifice.
Right on. We played them before, actually. They sent us a new song they sent us. Which was funny because I saw the name come across. I'm like, man, why do I recognize this name? Yeah. And I'm like, meant to go back and check through all the old logs, like all our old playlist to see. And I just hadn't done it yet. Yeah. And when I send stuff out, when I respond, it is kind of a generic response. I just say the same thing to everybody, you know. Yeah. You know, we'll play you, we'll get to you this month, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sent me a book. Yeah, we've played on the show before. I'm like, oh, okay, I thought I recognized your name. I just hadn't. But I always try to respond as quick as possible. I don't like to let it sit.
No, you got it.
Right. So I always just try to do it. And that's why I just have a same thing that I just kind of like post. Because most of the time, it's not the same people. So I just copy paste, boom, boom, boom. I just change what month we're in. If I say, yeah, we're going to get you in September or whatever we're in. You know, I'm not trying to be. Well, I just don't. A lot of this comes through while I'm at work, because I don't have time to like hand write. I just have a thing I can copy and paste, so that way everybody gets their info. Then after that, if they text me back, then it is all just yes, you know, I'll talk back and forth. But yeah, so I sent them the thing before I looked, and then they were like, "Yeah, we've sent something before." I'm like, oh, "Okay, I thought so." So I recognized it, so that's cool. I'm glad people are resubmitting stuff new music. That's exactly what we want. I think we have another St. Louis band next.
Yeah, it looks like a band called The Savage Bastards, and this is their song, Teenage Wasteland. Teenage Wastelands by The Savage Bastards. They're out of St. Louis, Missouri, and you can find them at murdercow.bandcamp.com.
Hell yeah. Hi, Travis.
Hey, I'm still here. I haven't got up and left yet.
Oh, okay. No, we're happy to have you on, because this is perfect for you, because I don't know if anybody ever told you, but you definitely have a face for radio.
Yeah, my mom told me that multiple times.
Multiple times, yeah. If I had a long enough cord, I'd actually have you in the kitchen, so I wouldn't have to look at you. I just didn't have enough. My microphone cords won't reach that long, so.
Well, thanks for that compliment.
Right, and I was going to just shut the lights off so Brendan didn't have to look at you, but then it just gets... You know, just we can't see each other, and then it just gets fucking weird. So the wife will come home, and we'll be sitting there in the dark. So what the fuck's going on back here with you guys? fuck. What's up next, Brendan?
Band called Fire playing the song Madness. That was Madness by the band Fire. They are out of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and you can find them at facebook.com/firetheband.
Awesome.
And Fire is spelled F-Y-R-E.
You know what else is on fire?
It's artsy.
You know what else is on fire right now?
What's your on fire?
No, not my garage. St. Louis is on fire right now.
Yes.
You know, it's funny because all that, it's not funny, but but since I work out in St. Louis, since I work out in Clayton, I'm leaving work Friday when this all started, and I'm like, I had forgotten about it already.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people have been talking about it all day, whatever, you know, I'm flying down 70, and I'm going to get on to take the new bridge to come back on the Illinois side, and I'm like driving up so I can see, I'm coming right up on the city, and I'm looking, and I'm like, why the fuck is there three helicopters hovering over the city?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot that everybody's trying to burn the city down right now. I was like, fuck. But I was afraid it was going to fuck my commute up home, but
yeah.
They always fuck with 40 and 44.
Oh, yeah, they stay away from 70.
Because they know motherfuckers do get killed walking out on that highway.
Yeah, you ever drove on 70?
Yeah, I drive it every fucking day on the way home. It's insane.
Yeah,
I get in that middle lane. And I just roll with it. Because anytime there's an accident, it's in the left lane or the right lane. It's never... this is going to fuck me saying this. It never holds up the middle lane. I mean, don't get me wrong. Traffic will be stopped, but I never have to get off. Like, fuck, I got to get over. It's in the left lane, right lane, middle lane. Because I think if it happens, if they just shoot off the road. So everybody's like stopped and trying to get over, but I can just chill out in that lane and go.
You know, if you got a job in your own state, you're going to have to deal with that.
That's not how it rolls. That's not how I roll.
Okay.
I'd like to come to your state and take the jobs from your people and the money and bring it back to my state.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Illinois. I would do anything to move over to Missouri.
Just do it.
I don't want to pull my kid out of fucking school.
Oh, she's fine.
No, she's not.
We have special school districts over there.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. Nah, I did that a bunch when I was a kid, moved around different schools. That's fucking tough.
No, I
especially agree. At the ages I this was about the age I was at when it started. That's just rough.
I remember in second grade I had to change schools, not even districts, just schools, because I was such a slow, stupid reader.
Right.
I had to go to a different school to learn slower. And I remember like the first day I just cried my eyes out waiting for the bus. Like, it's the worst thing that ever happened to me so far in my life.
You know,
changing schools. Yeah.
You know what's worse is when you pass second grade and you go into third grade, and after the first grading period, or what do they call it?
Quarter.
The first quarter, when you're just seeing where your grades are at, and your mom goes, "Nope, you're going back. You're going back to the second grade." But I passed that grade. Doesn't matter. You're doing it again. All your friends are like, what? Fucking terrible.
I didn't know that was an option.
It was a friend of mine. It wasn't me. It was just somebody I knew.
I didn't know your parents could just be like, no.
Apparently.
Send them back to preschool.
Yeah, apparently you can, because my ass went right back to second grade and did it again.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can. Try it out.
No, it's...
Yeah, so it's...
It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. Brendan never had that problem.
Nope.
Here's the guy.
He's a genius. He graduated like 2 years early.
Yeah, here's the guy that when he was in Guam, he was all ripped out of his mind, and he had a teacher tell him, if you throw shot put for me, you'll pass my class. He's like, whatever, I'll do it. When people say, it doesn't happen, it happens. Yep. What class was that?
Some stupid, I don't know, tomorrow language.
Oh, what a ass. So he just goes and throws a heavy ball, and hey,
yo,
were you good at it?
What's that?
The shot put?
Yeah, I got first place on the island. Yeah.
On the whole island?
Yeah.
God damn.
There's 20 people also competing.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. I plan on, when the kid is graduating high school, we're moving.
Getting out.
I don't know where, like... But at that point, I can move wherever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I won't have to, like I said, I don't want to move now. I feel like if I was going to move out of this house now, I'd have to stay in Old Fallon so she could stay in the school district, because I don't want her to be away from her friends. Because, like I said, I did all that, don't want to do that. But whenever she's graduating, then I'm free to go wherever I want. If Missouri looks good, I'll go there. Even if I stay in Illinois, I don't have to stay in this town necessarily.
Right.
You know, but... So I'm just waiting. I'm just going to wait it out. Plus, it'll take me forever to get this house ready to fucking sell. It's just as it's old.
Right.
And we've remodeled the bathroom, remodeled her bedroom. The kitchen needs remodeling. Living room probably needs it. I'm sure people wouldn't like the wood fucking paneling on the wall. Oh, it's like a log cabin in here, kind of.
I'm not waiting. I can't wait. I can't wait 8 more years. I have to move out of St. Louis.
Yeah. It'll probably take me 8 years to fucking get this house ready to fucking roll.
And by that time, you'd be like, well, there's really no point in moving.
Right, it was just a nice house. Yeah. The house is fucking paid off. It's nice. Yeah. Fuck this. I'm staying here. Fuck that. I told the old lady, I was like, this isn't my last house. We'll be out of here.
It is, Steve. It's fine.
No. I can't. It's just going to fall apart around me. This house was built in 1877. Yeah, there's cowboys that built. Cowboys built this fucking house.
Cowboys.
Cowboys did. With the help of friendly Indians.
Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how it is here. Yeah. It was probably the first house in the fucking town, for all I know. If you go in my basement, the supports underneath this house are tree trunks with bark still on them and square fucking nails.
I told you I wanted to check it out.
No, you're not going down there. No, you don't want to go down there.
Right.
It's scary down there.
I think we should.
Yeah. Move the podcast down there into the fucking basement.
Be nice and grimy and get you in the mood.
Oh, God. That's horrible. Brendan, the fuck do we got next?
Citizen Pariah with the song Misery's Apparition. That was Misery's Apparition by Citizen Pariah. They're from Seattle, Washington. And you can find them at citizenpariah.bandcamp.com.
Right on.
Fucking A.
Oh, shit. I think we got our boys up next, don't we?
Yep, looks like it.
All right.
It's Railhazer playing the song The Mountain.
I like them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
We'll be right back.
That was The Mountain by Railhazer. They are from St. Louis, Missouri, and you can find them at facebook.com/railhazer.
Right. You can also find them on Bandcamp. You can buy their album there. I'm sure they have all their information on Facebook where you can buy their stuff. They got shirts. They got CDs. They got vinyl.
They got vinyl now, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Do they have hoodies?
I don't know. They got coolie cups. I know that.
Oh,
I got
that's
one.
Nice.
Yeah, I have a thing for coolie cups.
Yeah,
I have a fetish.
You're from Illinois.
So. I have a fetish for T-shirts, which my wife yells at me all the time, and I've realized over the last several months I have a fetish for coolie cups too. I like to get all the band coolie cups when I go, and I have a whole cabinet just full of fucking coolie cups.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. That's she probably hates it. You open to get something out, and all these coolie cups fall on you.
She probably throws them away and you don't know.
What the fuck is my goddamn Catholic habitation coolie cup? I haven't seen that in a minute. She's like, I threw that fucking thing away. The stuff I can never get again because they only make X amount and then they just don't make them anymore. Yeah. She just throws them away. She's like, fuck this thing.
They'll be worth something someday. Damn it.
All right, we got one left. So this
one
is,
more.
This is my favorite part, trying to remember all of our social media. So if you guys like the show,
Or if you don't.
Yeah, if you don't like it, either way, just subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. You can find us there. Please do not unsubscribe because of Travis.
Sorry.
You can find us on Facebook. I think it's facebook.com/EmpathicaRadio. We're on Instagram at Empathica Radio. You can find me on Instagram at Empathica Smitty. Brendan and Travis don't have any social media.
No,
they hate technology.
I live under a rock.
Yeah, they fear Skynet. So they
what's
don't,
that?
God damn it! You ever seen fucking? Have you ever seen the Terminator, asshole?
Which one?
All of them. All right, they don't know shit. They don't like social media. So you can find me out there.
I know who Skynet is.
Okay, Brennan knows movies. Travis apparently doesn't know really anything. I'm sorry. This was a huge mistake.
This is going to ruin our friendship.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be different now.
Yeah, we're going to have like a little conversation about this after the show.
I can tell Brendan don't like it at all.
Oh, shit. Am I forgetting anything? Leave a 5-star review on iTunes if you could. That helps us out tremendously. Stop by our Facebook page and fucking tell us how we're doing. And... I don't care if it's good or bad. I'm a big boy. I can take it. If it's bad, I'll just talk shit about you on the show anyway. So it gives us something to talk about.
I'll cry.
Yeah. Brennan does. He doesn't give a fuck regardless. He'll just shrug his shoulders. You can give us a 5-star review and say, this is the best show ever. He's like, whatever. He's like, this is the worst show ever. He's whatever. He doesn't care. I practically held him here at gunpoint anyway. So. All right. Let's play this last one.
Looks like the band Experimenting with Dawn. They are out of Nashville, Tennessee. You can find them at facebook.com/experimentingwithdawnband. And the name of the song is Terminal Fame.
All right. See you guys later.